Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has helped commission the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced nearly $13 billion warship. Mr. Trump said the giant ship sends a 100,000-ton message to the world and will cause enemies of the U.S. to shake with fear. After 3 years of delays and billions of dollars of cost overruns, Mr. Trump officially turned over the first of the next generation of nuclear-powered aircraft carriers to the U.S. Navy. Washington Post newspaper reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president is ready to move on with the Russia probe, move on beyond that, the one being conducted by a special counsel and several congressional panels.
The president has absolutely nothing to do with any of the allegations that are being made. I think he's maintained that, and he wants them to complete their process as quickly as possible so that we can move on from the ridiculousness of all things Russia and Russia fever.
In recent weeks, President Trump has expressed anger about the probe. More than 100 Somalis recently released from Ethiopian detention facilities, handed over to the Somali government, have arrived in the capital, Mogadishu. Government officials told local media the Somali prisoners had been held in Ethiopian jails for various offenses, including illegal entry. This is VOA News. At least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village that happened in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents. Seven of those prisoners reportedly were killed. A spokesman for the provincial governor told the Associated Press the villagers were kidnapped in a series of Taliban attacks on buses over the last 4 days. Syrian army has announced the end of fighting in parts of eastern Ghouta as an agreement was struck between the rebels and Russia, an ally of the Syrian regime. Meantime, Russia says it has signed a deal with Syrian rebels during talks in Cairo to outline how safe zones would work. Russia said the agreement would include routes to supply humanitarian aid to the population for the free movement of residents. Meantime, a senior UN official is saying the intense fighting in Syria and bureaucratic red tape there impeding the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian assistance. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been unable to deliver food, medicine, and other essential items to some 600,000 people in 12 besieged areas for the past 40 days. He says tens of thousands of civilians are trapped in Raqqa, where a ferocious battle to retake the city from Islamic State militants is being waged.
The attacking forces are now closing in on Raqqa city. There is intense bombardment from the air.
Egeland adds that ruthless tactics by IS militants also are preventing civilians from leaving. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two aftershocks hit the Greek island Kos late Saturday, just a day after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake killed two there, injured nearly 500. As part of a week-long focus on American-made goods, President Trump has reiterated a theme from his campaign for president. He spoke to the nation during his weekly address.
We believe that our country is stronger, safer, and more prosperous when we make more of our goods and our products right here in the USA. When we purchase products made in America, the wealth, revenue, and jobs all stay in our country to be enjoyed by our people.
Mr. Trump has signed a presidential proclamation to emphasize the importance of the Made in America theme, and he embraced that theme at a kickoff event featuring products from all 50 states displayed inside and outside of the White House. You can get more news by going to our website. You'll find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.